From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. There are some things that we are going to be sharing with you today that are absolutely heart-moving and boggles my mind. This first one, Jerusalem attack shakes Israel. I could not believe what they did in Israel. I'll talk about it at length. And then cheers for synagogue killing can't be forgotten. Oh, not only did they do something horrific, but people cheered about it. And then going on, Washington National Cathedral to hold Friday Muslim prayers. My word, it's in a Christian cathedral, and certainly Jack will have a lot to say about that. I'm going to get back to the headline. Our hearts were so saddened and sorrowful to learn about the vicious attack which took place in Israel. It's something I think you'll agree with. I'll never, never forget. Take a look, please. Here you see something. Islam rising, the never-ending jihad against the Jews and Israel. Jerusalem attack shakes Israel. 5 die in Palestinian assault on the synagogues. Oh, my. And then U.S. rabbis killed in the attacks, of course. The 2 Palestinians with a gun and axe went in, and they performed this terrible act. U.S. rabbis among 5 dead in the attack. There you see, they're carrying them. And then jihad in Jerusalem. The Palestinians can't murder their way to a self-governing state. Jack, you know, there's something that really, really puzzles me. I know you must be puzzled. Why? Why is the Jews so hated? I can't figure it out. And yet I'm sure the Bible reveals very, very much along that line. What does the Bible say about the hatred for the Jew?
First of all, Jesus predicted this would be so. In Matthew 24, verse 9, he said, "To the Jews, you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." And 1 Chronicles 21:1 says, Satan, that old slimy serpent, stood against Israel. Anytime they're hated, it's because of Satan's crowd. And I'm sorry for what these men suffered. And it's sad how the people rejoiced and just danced around the streets because these 4 rabbis were murdered and put to death. We're going to have more to say about that in a minute, Rexella.
Yes, Jack, certainly. But something else that really puzzles me. You know, you can be hated and people not like you, but they don't have to be vicious against you like we saw there in Jerusalem, going into a synagogue. Why the vicious act, Jack?
It's not only the Jews. They're killing everybody. You know, there are 300 churches in Iraq that were Christian entities. And just a few months ago, they had eliminated 299 of these Christian churches and killed hundreds of believers in Jesus. They had 1 church left. And these are the Chaldeans. God help these dear people. And the vicar said, "I'll stay." They marched into the church and killed all the children. And he said, "This is it." They fled. 300 churches in the Chaldeans have been there from the beginning, the earliest Christians. Now it's finished. This is a hateful group. Now I think Romans 3 verses 13 to 17 pictures who they are. It says their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they've used the seat. The poison of snakes is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, and the way of peace have they not known, and they'll never know it, as you're going to see further in the program.
Jack, yes. Again, my mind is absolutely boggled with what has happened over there, and a well-known journalist Nolan Finley, my, what a great journalist he is, wrote a very enlightening article about the attack. I'd like for you to see this, please. Cheers for synagogue killing can't be forgotten. Now, he's not only saying that the act can't be forgotten, but the way they cheered about it can't be forgotten. And here you see the article, the acts were horrific enough. Four rabbis and a police officer hacked to death with meat axes while worshiping in a Jerusalem synagogue. It doesn't even get more disgusting than that until you see the photographs of Palestinians lining the streets, waving axes and gleefully cheering the slaughter. Even worse than the act was that reaction. And going on, as poisoned as the killers must have been by mind-rotting hatred, those who stood and publicly praised such a grotesque spilling of blood are just as sickening. It is their adulation of murderers that allows the murder to continue, the refusal to shun brutality that enables the brutal to act in their name. Now, Hamas had something to say about it. He issued a statement in solidarity with the demons whose demonstrations sent the message, Jews were chopped to pieces in a temple. Fabulous. Oh, I can't believe that that came out of his mouth. Can you? Fabulous. Jack, once again, the hatred of the Jew has been shown not only through the Palestinians, but through many other areas too.
Rexella, I admire Nolan Finley. This man has guts. This is the Detroit News that goes to Dearborn, the largest concentration of Muslims in all America, and he's constantly speaking up, and I thank him for it. They not only have killed the Jews, but according to the World Christian Encyclopedia, they have murdered 45 million Christians in the last 100 years. But you know what? The judgment day is coming. You're not going to get away with it. The Father God Yahweh loves his son, Jesus, and says in John 5:22, the Father hath given all authority to Jesus to do the judging. Acts 17:31, God hath appointed the day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. And who is he? The one that rose from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is found in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. But Jesus is going to be sitting on the throne in the great morning of judgment recorded in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And guess what they're doing then? They're chopping everyone to pieces then too, the Muslims. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. Now, here's what happens in verses 11 to 15. This is serious. I saw a great white throne and he that sat on it, before whose face the heavens and the earth passed away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. Every man was judged according to his works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, again, according to his works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You're going to pay for your sins, you murderers.
Jack, how serious that is. Yeah. It is so very, very serious. And we're going to talk about what the Bible teaches about killing and why the Bible teaches just the opposite. But do you remember, not too long ago, I gave you something about Governor Mike Huckabee. He made a very accurate statement about the Quran and Islam. And then he was misquoted. There you see him. He was misquoted by someone in the Dallas Morning News. Let's go on to what the gentleman had to say about his quotation, Religion of Peace. Going on here, according to former Governor Mike Huckabee, Islam promotes murderous mayhem. and writing on its holiest days. Now, here's what he had to say about what the governor said. If Governor Huckabee picked up a Quran, he would have found Allah loves not those who create disorder, 565, making clear that violence has no place in Islam. I urge Governor Huckabee to pick up a Quran and read it for himself. Ameen Malik. Now, my oh my, we're going to be looking at what the Quran has to say.
273 times it talks about killing. This guy right now in Iraq that's killing them right and left and says, we're coming to America, we're going to kill you and Canada. Listen, 164 times they talk about holy jihad, war, kill, let's go to America, let's hit all the nations of the world. And we're going to control the world before we're finished. No matter how many of we have to kill. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you what's wrong with all of this. 273 times. There are two sets of codes, the Sharia law and the Ten Commandments. What a difference. Sharia law says, thou shalt. The Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not. What does Sharia law say? Thou shalt kill all daughters who have premarital sex. Thou shalt kill all homosexuals when we take over. Thou shalt kill all apostates. That's our own crowd if they say one word against Muhammad or the Quran. And thou shalt kill all infidels. That's anyone in every other religion who will not convert and become a Muslim. As they cried in so many cities recently, convert or die. Now, let's look at the Ten Commandments. First of all, I love Exodus 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. God means what he says. It's God, and his name is Yahweh. And his son's name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is God too, yes. Second member of the Trinity. Christ came who is over all God, blessed forever, Romans 9, 5. Great is the mystery of godliness that God was manifest in the flesh, 1 Timothy 3:16. We believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the true God in eternal life, 1 John 5:20. Now, let's think of the rest of the commandments there, beginning with chapter 20, verses 13. To 17. The others were, thou shalt now. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, bear false witness, and thou shalt not covet. This guy right now, Baghdadi, as he goes into the places, breaks every one of those commandments. And Rexella, that's not God's suggestions, that's God's commandments in his holy word.
Absolutely. The Ten Commandments, not Ten Suggestions. I like that, Jack. Now, friends, you know, something just happened in Washington. Unprecedented. And truly, it does reveal where many are trying to go right now. Washington National Cathedral to hold Friday Muslim prayers. Whoa. I do have a question about that. How can two religions believing in different gods pray together at the same time?
Well, I don't know if these clergymen, Christians, know that there's only one God. If they knew their first commandment, they'd have it right. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Deuteronomy 11, 26 and 27, God says, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, but you've gone after other gods, and you've done wrong.
Well, you know, Jack, the Bible says pray in the name of Jesus. As Christians, we pray in the name of Jesus. Now, they don't even believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I'm going to put the surahs on the screen, and Jack will deliver them to us from the Quran.
The Quran anathematizes, curses, and damns anyone daring to say that Jesus is the Son of God. When they do, it is guaranteed that they will go to hell. And this can be found in the following surahs of the Quran: Surah 4, 165, Surah 5:18, Surah 6, 101, Surah 9:30, Surah 17, 111. Surah 19:38, Surah 23:91, and Surah 88:92. And let me go a little farther. The Bible says in Romans 16:17, "Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine of Christ, and avoid them." And I'm challenging all you Christian compromising ministers across America and even the world, because I'm preaching to the whole world. 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not the Father. He that abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine of Christ, being God's Son, receive him not into your house, let alone your church." There's more. "Neither bid him Godspeed." Say God bless you to him. "For he that bids him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." God forgive you, men.
Ooh, my, oh my, that is so serious, isn't it? Aren't you glad you know who Jesus really is? He's really the Son of God, the Savior of the world. How wonderful it is to put your faith in him. Will you do that right now? Will you open your heart to him? Jack, would you pray that wonderful prayer of forgiveness?
Oh, I love Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Pray it after me. You're the way of eternal life and salvation. I'm asking you today to come into my heart. I want you to be my Savior. I believe you're the true Christ. And Jesus, be mine today. Pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen. I trust that you prayed that prayer. You just became a son or daughter of the Lord. Now, there's my address. I'll send you this little booklet if you write to me. First steps in a new direction, please. Let me hear from you that you opened your heart to Jesus. And now, I just want you to know that everything we've been talking about today, as I said before, is here in our wonderful offer of the week, the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible. And here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Don't put it off. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. My friend, to order your Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now back to Rexella.
Thank you so much, Chuck. And don't put it off. Make the call or write right away. One of the greatest gifts that you could give at any time of the year. I want to leave you with this thought. When you look out, it might look like night. When you look up, it's always light. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.